AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Nancy Reagan's casket has arrived at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California.
May angels surround her and saints welcome her in peace. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend our sister Nancy.
Prayers were offered at a private ceremony. The public will be allowed to pay their respects to Nancy Reagan this afternoon and tomorrow. Her funeral Friday will be closed to the public. The leader of the Islamic State Group unit trying to develop chemical weapons has been captured in northern Iraq. Navy Captain Jeff Davis at the Pentagon says the Islamic State militants have stooped to using chemical weapons.
We know that they have used chemical weapons on multiple occasions in both Iraq and Syria.
The man has been identified as the person who worked on chemical weapons in the past for Saddam Hussein. U.S. Special Forces were involved in an attack in Somalia that killed more than 10 Islamic extremists.
U.S. military personnel served in an advisory role for that mission to enable this Somali National Army operation.
And Captain Jeff Davis says there were no U.S. casualties. On Capitol Hill, General Joe Votel, the nominee to head the U.S. Central Command, says he supports a revised effort to train and equip rebels in Syria.
I look at it as a thickening effort. I don't look at it in the same way as we did before, as a decisive way of raising a large force.
Ted Cruz got the endorsement today from a former Republican presidential candidate, Carly Fiorina, who said Cruz is the best choice.
Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton are two sides of the same coin. They're not going to reform the system. They are the system.
Meantime, an aide to Jeb Bush says the former candidate is meeting privately with all the remaining GOP candidates except for frontrunner Donald Trump. Wall Street stocks are higher. The Dow is up 22 points. This is AP Radio News. Federal investigators want to know how a Mexican national accused of shooting and killing five people in Kansas and Missouri got an assault-style weapon. And Sergeant Scott White with the Missouri Highway Patrol wants to know if Pablo Antonio Serrano Vitorino committed any other crimes.
The initial incident occurred in Kansas, and he was captured about 175 miles into Missouri. So that's part of the investigation, too, to see what happened between there.
The White House is keeping the pressure on Iran in the search for former FBI agent Robert Levinson. He was reported missing 9 years ago.
The Iranians have made a commitment to help us determine his location, and we're holding them to that commitment. We continue to engage in conversations with them. Obviously, this is a very difficult time for the Levinson family.
At the White House today, Press Secretary Josh Earnest said the last time there was contact with Levinson, he was in Iran. U.S. officials have said they are no longer certain he is still in Iran. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.